Doesn't it seem like Amazon just sucks now? You search for something like a USB dongle and the listings are flooded with overpriced junk from China that look premium in photos but barely work out of the box. It's why I've stopped shopping there almost entirely. Amazon didn't start this way, but over time, it has quietly transformed into an overpriced Temu. What happened?
Hi there, who are you?
I'm Jeff Bezos.
And what is your claim to fame?
I'm the founder of Amazon.com.
Things started out very differently. Amazon broke into e-commerce by offering the widest selection of books all in one place. Traditional bookshops can't do this. Shelf space is a zero-sum game. If a book doesn't sell, it's taking up space from another that might. That's why it's hard to find a book you actually like in these stores, even popular ones. It's all recent cookbooks, biographies, and only the most popular series. Amazon didn't have this issue. Shelf space didn't matter because you were technically ordering from a supplier. What I just described is the basic model for e-commerce, but in the late 90s, it was revolutionary.
Well, 3 years ago, I was in New York City working for a quantitative hedge fund when I came across the startling statistic that web usage was growing at 2,300% a year. So I decided I would try and find a business plan that made sense in the context of that growth. And I picked books as the first best product to sell online.
Amazon began exploding and called itself the largest bookstore in the world, a claim that brought Barnes & Noble swinging since they believed Amazon wasn't a bookstore at all. It was a book broker. Barnes & Noble was clearly salty, but their claim wasn't entirely wrong. You could argue Amazon was technically dropshipping in the beginning. They didn't carry much inventory, and while they facilitated some orders, many of them were directly from the supplier to the customer. They offered convenience and a good experience, fast shipping, Prime, customer support, and the one-click checkout, which they actually patented. Today, almost 40% of US e-commerce is dominated by Amazon alone, and their lead is massive. Walmart, who holds second place, is only at 6.4%. But even with their tight grip, Amazon today sucks. Much of it is cheap, crap products from China with massive markups. I'm not talking about branded products here like LG TVs or the PlayStation 5. I'm talking about those unbranded products or those with a brand that might as well not exist. Low-cost items of anything and everything. LED light strips, Bluetooth trackers, mini blenders, electric wine openers, leggings, phone holders, mini projectors, portable fans. The list goes on and on. The most aggravating of all, though, is unbranded tech products. You'll find a USB dongle for $10 or $20, which on Alibaba is less than $1. Many of these might look premium in the photos, but most will likely be faulty or stop working after just a few months. It's why I've almost stopped shopping on Amazon altogether. So where does all of this crap come from? Well, dropshipping. Amazon is absolutely packed with dropshipping. Well, technically, it's not dropshipping because as a seller on Amazon, you technically hold inventory, but everything else is pretty much the same. You source cheap garbage in mass from Alibaba, mark it up a few 100%, and sell it on Amazon. According to their own statistics, close to 2 million small and medium-sized third-party businesses engage in selling on Amazon. Approximately 70% of these sellers operate as independent third-party sellers. Not all of these sellers are dropshippers, and I have to clarify, there are some incredible small businesses selling high-quality products on Amazon, but these are more the exception to the rule. Most stores on Amazon are just dropshippers. They don't really exist in branded categories, but are overrepresented in those basic everyday items. Let's break this down further, because the deeper you look, the stranger things become. Here's how dropshipping works. You're essentially an invisible middleman. You search digital trends for what products people are buying, find a cheap product on Alibaba or AliExpress, and list it on Amazon for a giant markup. When someone buys it, you don't pack or ship it. The supplier does, or in this case, the supplier and Amazon. And then, you profit. You don't even store or facilitate the orders yourself. And look at those margins. An 80-cent product sold at 10 to 20 times the price. It sounds like dropshipping is free money, and that's why there are so many gurus online teaching you how to make millions doing exactly this. But surprisingly, the reality is actually the exact opposite. The product cost itself is cheap, sure. But then you have the shipping cost, which is usually baked into the price, then the Amazon referral fee, the Amazon individual seller fee, and most of this will get you to half the price of the product. You still profit the other half, right? Well, not really, because this goes to ads. It's all well and good to set up your dropshipping business, but you still need people to find your page and click buy. So often half the cost goes into ad spend alone. Some of this is through social media, which is why you might see strange products like mini projectors appear on Facebook. Ads on TikTok have also become quite popular recently, but most of it is sponsored brand ads on Amazon itself. If you search for a product, say, a USB dongle, there'll be lists of results, but at the top, a sponsored listing or sponsored listings. The seller is charged by pay-per-click, so every time someone clicks on that listing, they're charged even if you don't buy. The pay-per-click ranges from 50 cents all the way to $2, $5, or even $10 per click for the more high-value items. The more and more sellers compete, the higher the price per click goes and the higher of the price of the product itself. All the while, that USB dongle is still only worth 80 cents. What's really interesting is that this is where Amazon actually wins with the dropshipping. They make close to nothing or even lose money on the order itself and fulfillment, but with ads, they make massive amounts. In Q1 2025, Amazon's retail revenue was $126.4 billion, but their income on that was under $7 billion. Their advertising, on the other hand, only generated $13.9 billion in revenue, yet profit margins on advertising are typically 75 to 80%, which would make it more profitable than retail at around $11 billion, close to AWS, which makes the most profit. Amazon makes money not on facilitating, but by advertising. Yet somehow, this isn't even the worst part of dropshipping.
I built multiple six and seven figure online stores.
People are making thousands of dollars each month in passive income.
I've literally started over from scratch with nothing more than what was in my head and still became successful at dropshipping.
Videos like these are everywhere. On TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, everywhere. I don't want to hate on anyone who's done or does dropshipping because I've done it myself. If you can make it work, it's a great business for sellers. But I'm sure you've seen this content and also felt a bit weird about it. Make $10,000 per month with $0. No inventory, no experience. These videos tell a get-rich-quick scheme and a copycat game, telling you all the benefits but hiding the fact that hundreds of people are already trying it the same day and most are failing. They promote a system without a moat, instead of creating something original or a business that can last. The moment a product goes viral and dropshippers see it on Google Trends, there are already hundreds of people copying the strategy. These videos follow the gold rush mentality. They might make some money dropshipping, but most of them make the real money on teaching people how to dropship. As the old saying goes, don't dig for gold, sell shovels. The exact same thing happened in the AI boom. Make passive income using AI. Worst of all, these videos typically prey on people who are desperate or need money and paint the illusion you can use it to get rich. Dropshipping itself might not be bad, but on the macro level, it's had major consequences, and that brings us back to Amazon. In the rise of dropshipping, something extremely interesting and unexpected has happened. With these generic, unbranded items which are so expensive, you might think, why not buy these at Walmart for cheaper? And you're exactly right. That's the flaw in e-commerce and partly why dropshipping is beginning to die. Instead of having all the pointless, annoying costs passed on to the consumer on a product that should cost $5, in retail stores, it's much simpler. Instead of maybe the product cost being 10% of the price, in retail, it's more like 80%, then a bit for logistics and a bit for the retailer like Walmart. Very little of the product cost goes to marketing. No pointless social media ads, just good value. I remember in the 2010s when it felt like everyone said e-commerce was the future. Retail shops were an outdated business model, and the convenience of shipping straight to you was unbeatable. This is why a lot of retail chains like Toys R Us closed down thanks to showrooming, where customers looked at products in person, then ordered them online for cheaper. The pandemic just cemented this even further, with e-commerce growing 43% from 2019 to 2020 in the US, a jump of almost $250 billion. But we don't seem to be in this post-retail e-commerce utopia like some MBAs predicted. How much of retail sales do you think comes from e-commerce? 40%? 30%? Well, it's actually just 24%. And that number seems to have plateaued. I think we've collectively realized the limits of digital retail, and this is why dropshipping is dying. Of course, dropshipping is never going away, but for a lot of everyday products, it just makes more sense to buy something from Costco, where 80% of what you pay for actually goes to the product you're buying. If you do want to buy these products online, you can just buy them from Temu and cut out much of the cost you find on Amazon. But even then, physical stores do a lot that online shopping can't. The whole experience of going out with friends and family and comparing products in person is often more fun than just scrolling and adding items to your cart. Not only that, you can better evaluate a product's quality and returns are much easier. Back in 1997, Bezos said something interesting. There's nothing about our model that can't be copied over time. But, you know, McDonald's got copied and it still built a huge multi-billion dollar company. A lot of it comes down to brand name. Brand names are more important online than they are in the physical world. People could copy his business model, but he wasn't worried because he had branding. Ironic, because it's the exact opposite of dropshipping which plagues Amazon. But I think branding is the real way to succeed online and even on Amazon. Don't just copy whatever everyone else is doing and sell something you don't care about. Build a brand you're proud of and products you stand by. If Amazon had mostly these types of sellers, the world itself would be a better place. But hey, maybe that's where we're heading. Over the years, we've racked up 160 million views. Yet, somehow, we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. That conversion rate is even worse than Amazon's quality control issue. If you've been watching without subscribing, please hit that subscribe button so that we can finally make 1 million a reality. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.